You can give us a little bit of a rundown of how you met Chaos when he was in town just about 2 weeks back, was it?
Yeah, I think the week before last Friday.
Right.
He was doing a concert at the Bomber.
Oh, okay. And so you set up an interview, and what kind of guy is he? You know, like he's like this famous, you know.
Yeah, very down-to-earth person,
oh,
very religious person, very kind of aware of pop culture and what problems can come out of that.
Mm.
And I think it all kind of comes through in his music as well.
Okay. So for this Thanksgiving special, we have an interview with Chaos. Here we go.
And people always kind of search outside for answers, but, you know, spirituality is about how you feel, how you relate to the God within you, how you relate to the infinity and the greatness within you. That's already there. I think that's the prime battle everyone's going through is happening within.
And you say battle. So
I mean, well, battle because, you know, the world is one way, and what you would like to be maybe another way. In other words, the world might be one way, but who you want to be inside might be different. So you're forced to deal with your environment that's going one way, but you're also forced to deal with the feelings you have inside. And for those of us who aren't, you know, extremely fitted for pop culture, whatever the world dictates, there's going to be a battle there because you start to end up, you know, kind of seeing that you don't really fit in. And then you either spend your life trying to fit in or spend your life fighting not to fit in. I don't know, it's kind of weird. I mean, well, the first thing is you can't change people. No one man can change the world. Those are important things to remember, I think. And I think the other side of it is that you can actually affect your own environment. And when you affect your own environment, then there's these trickle-down effects. There's this domino effects that happen outside of you, but first you have to fix yourself. Complete freedom starts within yourself, and then it goes without. If you try to change the environment first, then, you know, you're trying to fight something you have no control over. If you change yourself, you start seeing you buy. You start pulling different people into your environment. You start, you know, different people start becoming attracted to you. You start becoming attracted to different people. But it's like kind of like if you rent a Hyundai and you've never driven one, all of a sudden you start noticing all the Hyundais on the street. It's the same thing with spirituality. Once you start noticing certain universal laws, your life starts, your outlook starts to change.
You already talk of hip hop as religion.
Right.
A lot of people talk like that.
Right.
And then there's spirituality and religion and spirituality, and they aren't the same thing.
They aren't the same thing.
I don't think so.
Well, no, religion is just someone, the observance of your spirituality. All religion is if someone was to be spiritual and to live a certain way, it would be someone documenting that way of life and trying to follow it. Because you see, religion first came out of people trying to follow other men. So they had to document the lifestyle they were living so that they could follow other men, because they maybe didn't go within themselves and try to make those changes so they would naturally live like that. So religion then becomes like driving lessons. It's like some guy might drive a tractor on his dad's farm since he was 10. So when he starts driving a car, he has a natural, he understands things about using the steering wheel and the equipment that he doesn't have to be told by a driving instructor. Whereas someone who's never driven before needs to be shown a diagram and It's the same thing with religion. Some people naturally find their relationship with God, and then there's other people who see that and want to be like that. So they ask those men, well, how did you do that? And then they start telling them, and then they watch them pray 5 times a day, so they do it. And so religion isn't this bad thing that was made up by people who are spiritually inclined. Because the most spiritual men, from Jesus Christ on and on and on, will tell you that, you know, you have to see God within you. The kingdom of God is within inside of you. But I think more importantly, religion a lot of times is something that's there for people to follow. And that's why I said hip-hop is religion, because people have to grasp it as a religion first before they can grasp the spiritual aspects. They have to see that it's sacred. They have to see that they can't just copy it and use it for a Pringles commercial, etc. If it's religious, then maybe that's a good way of communicating to people that it's not entertainment only, but there's a religious aspect to it, and that's why I said that.
So following something is okay?
Following something is okay. Everyone follows. It's just what you're following. You know what I mean? If we didn't follow, money wouldn't work. You know, if we didn't follow, you know, everyone would bump each other when we got on the train. There had to be, the universe has some order to it. It's just, man has the option of not following, and so therefore he's a free moral agent, which actually makes him a very unique creation, is that unlike a lion or a dog or something, we have the ability to go against natural law, and that allows us to be free within that freedom to disobey. It's kind of the genius of creation, but I think sooner or later man will figure out that there's a way to do things, whether he wants to run away from it or not.
Okay. Any other?
Up the game, it's rather hard. Damn, I thought that they were down for mine, but alas, a good woman is hard to find. So I get up, I'm really fed up with infidelity. This is my penalty for infiltrating with the melody. At times, I look at my face in the mirror and wonder if the picture is clearer to me than to them. But then again, they sell crack to kids, that's what is. So I just attack the biz, and it's just my sole obligation to unite this whole hip-hop nation. Face it, we taking over your radio station. Hasten, this is the time for jubilation.
I don't fear anymore, more. Hip-hop is back for sure, sure. Cause it took our love away. Now she's come back to stay. I feel so good.
And so we'll continue with an interview with Chaos, done by Greg McDougall. So Greg, what can we foresee in the next part of this interview?
Yeah, well, the main reason I did this interview, well, not the main reason, I'm like a huge fan of this guy, but there's a symposium on systemic racism being put on by the KW Multicultural Center happening this coming Saturday. And as part of the independent media efforts, we're going to put a special feature together about systemic racism. And so I used this opportunity to ask Chaos about his thoughts on hip-hop and race and misunderstandings.
Great.
We do it for cream, yo. But it's the anthem to turn back the tables. Fables, whack MCs working for labels. I see you all in the next life.
So I thought that having this opportunity to talk with you about hip hop, I know there's a lot of issues around race,
right.
Stereotypes and prejudices and misunderstandings.
Right.
Do you want to talk a bit about that?
Hip hop is a music that has been evolved out of the ghettos of inner cities, whether it's in Jamaica or the United States. Inner cities are composed of all races, from Portuguese to black to white. However, you know, this music has sort of ended up being predominantly black and Latino. And now with the arrival of Eminem, etc., it's now being branched out into other cultures are starting to grab onto hip-hop and see that they can be a part of hip-hop too. I don't think there's anything wrong with other cultures participating in hip-hop. I just think that there's been a lot of black music that have come out of the ghettos that have been exploited and sort of changed to fit more of a pop format. And it's kind of like music that people, like, you know, in a way the record companies are like musical colonists. It's like they come in into a music, they take it over, and they use the resources to create whatever they want. Yeah, that's my biggest issue with, you know, pop culture and black music is that people don't give anything back to the music. They just take it and exploit it so that the lovers of it don't even want to touch it anymore. When I was in a farm living on my grandmother with my family in Trinidad when I was a boy, my grandmother used to tell me not to touch the puppies when the dog had just had puppies. Because if you touch them too much, they start smelling the human touch and they don't want to touch the puppies anymore. So don't interfere with them. And I think that's what happens with a lot of black music, is that it starts at a certain level. It starts at a certain level, and then all of a sudden people exploit. You know, people touch it, and they change the feeling and the smell. and then it ends up that we have to move on to something else. That's why hip hop was created. No one was feeling what was going on in the 70s and 80s with music, so we created something new. And I think people are on the verge of creating other new things now too, so I don't know. That's my biggest issue with race, is that people should respect these underground street musics that sort of grow, because it's what is vital to the pop culture. It's like, it drives pop culture, it informs pop culture. And the biggest racism issue in hip hop is the fact that the people, true originators of this music, whether it's KRS-One or whoever, are never recognized for who they are. It's always some band like, you know, NSYNC, or it's never New Edition. It's like NSYNC. It's never, you know, Michael Jackson gets made fun of, but you know, Justin Timberlake imitates him. It's like, I don't know, I just feel like people take the music and do what they want with it, you know? But music is for all, and it should be for everybody if you respect the cultures of the people that created it. And that's why there's other music, like Spanish music and some deeper stuff, that's harder for people to just take and manipulate, so they just leave it alone. But I find black people are always usually open to letting other cultures into their music. As long as you're good and you make people dance and laugh and have fun, they're down with you, and that's beautiful but dangerous at the same time.
I guess something else I wanted to ask, though, was like this stereotypes that people have of hip-hop music, how you see it, and also how I think your music kind of is making it more accessible, maybe, to people who wouldn't have heard of hip-hop.
Right.
Like, I know you're on CBC Radio.
Right.
Is that something that you intended to do?
No, I mean, I think it comes back to these types of conversations that I perceive as pseudo-intellectual, or you know, you become a spokesperson, and people like the CBC or the more intelligent aspects of our media will want to gravitate to you, because they always probably wanted to talk about hip-hop, but there wasn't a really good dialogue. So I think people are attracted to this music because it's saying something, because it seems positive, you know. The cover's green, it's like about let's go, let's move forward, you know. So it's like, I think because that happens, people are open to trying. It's kind of like a new kind of dish that people aren't afraid to try. The sort of album, it's just exit. Yeah,
they just rap.
No, there's everything on it. Yeah, there's all kinds of just whatever.
Much, Greg. That was fantastic.
Yeah, it was really cool to talk to him.
Yeah, and you were talking to him in the bomber, right?
Yeah. Ground Zero.
Ground Zero, with a bowl of M&Ms. So, I guess, like you were saying, this kind of segues nicely towards the local community effort that's going on by the Multicultural Center for the Symposium on Systemic Racism. And do you want to talk a little bit about the I guess the preparatory workshop that's coming up this week?
Yeah, well, what happened with this is that the Multicultural Center put